Let me hold you for the last time. It's the last chance to feel again. But you broke me, now I can't feel anything. When I love you, it's so untrue. I can't even convince myself. When I'm speaking, it's the voice of someone else. Whoa, it's it.
Microphone for this as well. Thank you.
travel about. And then he's dug up and died. Got up and died. After 20 years, he still grieved. He said, I dance now in every chance in honky tonks. For my drinks and tips. But most of the time I spend behind these county bars. You see, son, I drink some bits. And then he shook his head. Like
choose those pieces?
Mr. Bojangles, I chose because
I don't like that color.
Okay. It's swung and it suits his soulful voice, and my voice isn't the most powerful, and the fact that Mr. Bojangles has done quite often can be compatible with an acoustic guitar. I was able to strip it back and have my voice, so it wouldn't get drowned out by a band. So it suits a kind of soulful voice, a kind of quiet voice, and the timbre that I have in my voice is quite mellow, I would say. So it doesn't drown anything out. It complements each other quite well.
Okay. And what challenges have you had in learning those two pieces?
Challenges I had with Mr. Bojangles was the fact that there was quite a lot of different versions of Mr. Bojangles, and it was difficult to choose one which I was most comfortable with. So practicing a certain piece, a certain style, was difficult because I couldn't. There was many versions, like Sammy Davis Jr. version, which is a lot slower, and that didn't really suit my voice as much because.
Make sure you demonstrate. I'm trying to give you an opportunity to demonstrate. So you could either sing it slow and sing it fast. I don't know. Anyway, carry on.
Sammy Davis Jr. song is a lot slower, probably about 60, like a lot BPM, kind of a slower tempo. Whereas Mr. Bojangles, the Robbie Williams version, which is the piece, the kind of inspiration from this piece, is faster. It's kind of meant for a swing band, and it has this swung melody to it.
So.
You
could give an example, okay? So, Sammy Davis Jr. sings it like this, but Robbie does it like this. So I feel I prefer this version because it's got that swung sort of feel.
Also, the Mr. Bojangles allowed me the ability to improvise, and at the first chorus, it was bracketed improvisation. So instead of me going, Mr. Bojangles, come back and dance. I could do something else, like, Mr. Bojangles, come back and dance, or something like that. So it allowed me to kind of fiddle around with it and kind of vary it a little bit compared to the other two.
Okay, brilliant.